Provide a service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Project Independence and You.
And welcome to Project Independence and You right here at Senior Talk Radio, WCWP.org and 88.1 FM on your radio. Also, if you want to listen, you can download the app, WCWP Radio, and tune right in. My name is Rebecca Miller, and I am your guest host today and also guest. I'll be speaking with myself and Christina Liu and Otto Loos for this program, where we're going to be talking about a journey into mindfulness. Around 11 o'clock, we're also going to be speaking with Laura Curran, Nassau County Executive, and she's going to give us some updates. So we're excited about that too. And let's start right off. I'm going to hand the baton over to Otto and Christina.
Well, here we are.
Well, I just have to say, we've been waiting for this. You know, we've done little baby kind of segments of this, I think, Beck, you know, when you host over the years, and we always talk about it when you're here and when you're not here, just how, you know, impressive your journey really is. And, you know, especially with the theme of this show, I think we certainly touch upon every week kind of finding that good mental health place, and especially in the world of mindfulness. So we're glad to have you here, Beck.
Oh, well, thank you so much. It's great to be here.
So, Rebecca, you're a long-time uses maybe the wrong word, practicer of practicing yoga. What got you into yoga in the first place, and how far back does that go?
Well, thank you for asking that, Otto. interestingly enough, I always worked out. I played sports when I was younger. Grew up with, you know, had kids, and a lot of my friends were doing yoga and said, "Hey, Beck, you know, why don't you join us?" And I don't know, I didn't feel a connection. And one time my friend Esther brought me to a yoga class that her friend was teaching, and I was so uncomfortable in the class. I wasn't connecting. I wasn't connecting to the poses. I wasn't understanding. My head wasn't in it. And the yoga instructor, who was terrific, spent the entire class standing right by me and kind of helping me in the poses. And I felt like kind of mortified. Like I was like, oh, this is not what I want. I just want to be in my little corner and kind of just see if I could do these things. I mean, downward dog and warriors one and warrior two. And it was so foreign to me. I really didn't know. I just thought we would be standing there stretching. Maybe I'd try a headstand, you know, I really didn't know. So then I took a break from yoga and just always had, I'm not gonna lie about this. It was my journey. I had kind of a bad feeling about it. I was like so surprised how I felt kind of, I wouldn't say exploited or exposed, but I felt kind of strange. So it wasn't until probably about 7 years ago. And I had tried yoga again a few times over the years at my gym when my gym started teaching it, and I got a little bit more into it and kind of got it a little bit more. And about 7-8 years ago, I was visiting a friend, and she's like, "Come on, let's take a yoga class." I was at her little summer home, and so we went and took a yoga class, and I walked into this studio and I was very apprehensive. And the second I walked in, there was this scent, this inviting feeling. And I was like overwhelmed and emotional, you know? And so I came in and sat on the mat, and it was just me and my friend Yvonne, and the yoga teacher, she was just great, you know, and like didn't have any self-correcting kinds of vibe at all. And I found my way. From that point on, I got home, and there was a yoga studio in my town in Farmingdale, Medwell Spa, and they had a sign out. It was like, for whatever it cost a month for yoga classes. I went in, and I have been there ever since, and I currently teach there. So there were some incredible teachers, and I just really found my way there. I can't even explain 100% of what happened, but I guess I opened my mind and body up to the practice. So, and then a couple of years after that, they always certifying teachers if you wanted to do it. And I just thought to myself, you know what am I crazy? I'm in my 50s. I'm not gonna do this. Who's gonna come to a class, you know? And then I had one older teacher who was just incredible. And I did it. I signed up. It was an incredible journey. Christina, you know, I was doing it while, you know, working at DOSA, and it was every weekend, every other weekend for 4 months. It was Fridays, 6 to 9, and Saturdays and Sundays, 12 to 7. And in that time period, I had to take 50 yoga classes on top of all the yoga we were doing. And it's a lot. I mean, it's anatomy, and it's like a master's level class, and you have to, you know, become, you know, then I became certified, and I started teaching at Medwell, and I'm still teaching at Medwell Spa in Farmingdale, which is wonderful. And, you know, even over COVID, they went on like Facebook Live, and we did classes that way, which were free, and back to in-person classes. And I've also taught at some gyms and a dance studio. So,
and most importantly, she teaches for Project Independence and is featured all over North Hempstead TV. As well, which I think is, it's great. You know, she's got all these little hats she pulled in, you know, so it's great to have a yoga instructor in our department.
I'm sorry, but you said in the beginning, the first times you went around, to me, there's a perception by some people who are not involved with yoga necessarily, that it's quite complicated. Like you used the terms you didn't know, warrior, and there are all kinds of other terms that seem to come into the equation, and there's a large variety of different kinds of yoga from what I understand. I am not a yoga practicer, but I am a believer in doing anything that helps your mind and your body, frankly, function better without being like you don't have to be a Hercules or
absolutely,
you know, you want to be mobile and you want to have a clear head and be able to enjoy things. And anything that helps you do that, I'm a fan of. Whatever it may be for you, I think it's personal for everybody. You know, but
yeah,
how do you simplify yoga?
How do you simplify? Well, yoga is, we talked a little bit about this too, Otto, before the show. Yoga is a practice. It's not bowling. You're not keeping current score after every time you roll the ball down the alley. It's not football. There's no lines. There's no field goals. Well, actually, there is a field goal pose, so I can't say that. So it's a personal practice. And the most important thing about practicing yoga, well, there's a lot of important things, but is to listen to your own body and listen to your body's limits. From day one, limits are not a bad thing. Knowing what they are and, you know, kind of following and knowing what you can do. And then, you know, we do come deeper into poses, and we use the word, you know, we guide ourselves into the poses. We don't force ourselves into the poses. But, you know, it's really about understanding that when you come to the mat, when you come to a yoga class, it's a personal practice. So, you know, you've heard people say, you know, Om, when we use Om, which is a universal word. And what that kind of does, one of the purposes is that it brings that class, that studio together, because we're all sharing that space, but we're not competing. And the most important thing from that perspective, which helped me become mindful, is not to judge. So there is absolutely no judgment in yoga. There's no judgment to the person sitting next to you, and there's no judgment onto yourself. And that is primary when you're moving into yoga, and also when you're moving into mindfulness. If all you're doing is kind of, you know, being critical of yourself or being critical of other people, you know, of course not outwardly. We all, you know, a guy would, you know, if you look at someone on a mat and you may say, you know, what are they doing here? Like, why are they even here? I mean, they're so fit. They don't need to be here. I mean, so you have that, or you have someone who's, you know, in really bad shape, and, you know, you're kind of thinking, oh, well, you know, why is that person here? Why is he here? You know, So you have to kind of let go of it and just kind of focus on the reason that you came to yoga is for yourself, because you're not coming to yoga to join a team. Even though you will find camaraderie and friendship, I mean, there's no way you won't. So it's really, it's a personal practice, Otto, and it's really to gain knowledge and, you know, kind of just find your own way of doing yoga.
Well, you used the word poses, all right? My understanding from talking to a family member who practices yoga, yes, that there are some basic poses that apply, maybe a handful of basic poses. I'm simplifying it, but when you say poses, what are we talking about? I mean, are there like these, my images, these are like mechanical ways you hold your arm or you do something or other.
Okay. So there's hundreds of yoga poses. When you teach a class, the class name, like if you're teaching, you know, a hatha class is where you're coming into poses and you're holding the poses for a certain amount of time. You know, then a vinyasa class is when you move through a flow, you're flowing through your poses. So to get to the basics of poses, every pose in yoga, every single pose, whether it is the most restful pose or, you know, a really guided pose where you're reaching and reaching, getting deep into the pose, every pose in yoga, every part of the body always has an action from your toe right up to your head. Whether that action is restful, like we have a pose, you know, where we come into child's pose. That is a restful pose that a lot of people will come into if during class they're feeling they need to rest. But you're coming down, you're seated on your heels, your hands are in front of you on the mat. So your arms are engaged, they're reaching in front of you. You're trying to get your seat closer to your heels. The upper body is trying to rest toward the upper part of the legs. You're breathing and, you know, you're exhaling to release, to soften the body. And if you scan the body in any pose, you're going to notice the feet. Maybe the tops of feet are on the earth as you're seated on the tops of your heels. Your shins are on the mat. You know, you might have a block. You might have something else. The forehead might be reaching toward the earth. So every part of the body has, you know, an action. And it takes a long, long time to come into poses. I still today, I mean, I'll be doing poses that I've done, you know, for years and years, but I'll notice that, hey, if I bring my shoulders back a little further, I'm getting a little deeper into the pose and I'm not feeling the same tension in my shoulders. So you're always kind of reaching a little bit deeper or, you know, or retreating a little bit more. I think we have to take a break.
We do.
So we will be right back with Rebecca Miller.